everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod's a trans channel, and his consciousness is totally gone. And you all are the ones who, the callers and listeners, your energy combined is the decision maker for who's going to be here to answer your questions and spend time with us today. We get no advance notice, and it's just very exciting. So glad you're here. And the call-in number, the toll-free is 888-627-6008. The backup number, 323-744-4831. Okay, let's go.
Hello, dear one. This is Mother Teresa.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you, Mother Teresa, for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Wonderful. Do you have a message for our listeners before we have a call?
I have a request, and that is that you allow yourself, when you are healing another being, no matter human, animal, or whatever, could be a tree. And that is that you simply pay attention to how it is, its uniqueness, its beauty, and its magnificence. That, in and of itself, is very healing.
What a wonderful message. Thank you so much. Because all of us have the ability to help others heal, do we not?
Absolutely do. Part of being human.
And I love that you put in animals and even a tree. Trees need help too sometimes.
Sometimes they do. They certainly help you enough.
Oh, I love big trees. I really, 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 really love big trees. Okay, the Saudi Arabia leadership that has just changed, can you address that positive, negative, helpful to the new world? What's going on with Saudi Arabia at this time?
That entire area of the world is going to shock you at how well it transforms from a place of strife and conflict into a peaceful place. And this is part of that.
So this new leader, apparently 31-year-old defense minister, is a wise choice for Saudi Arabia and humanity.
Absolutely true. Like I say, you all are going to be amazed at how this area, which has taken so much in the world, is going to be a bright light. Watch.
That is really good news, because most of us here in the U.S. are hampered by our lack of knowledge of history of that area. And heavily prejudiced or even wrong as to mislead the public. So this is wonderful to be able to watch out for this transformation.
Interesting to see how kind you are to the news.
You mean the liars?
Yes.
Yes. The New York Times and a few other places.
Yes. Many.
Yes. Okay. Well, they certainly are getting their cheeks slapped back and forth, are they not? And rightfully so?
Yes, rightfully so. The swamp is being drained. It's not a fast process, but it is happening. And thank your president for that.
Yes, he's really doing an awesome job. And I know that when he makes a decision that we're not quite in agreement with, it's probably because he either doesn't have the right information yet, or he just, you know, I mean, talk about having a full desk, a full plate. It's an impossible job, particularly trying to clean. It's an impossible job if you came into something good and then coming into the swamp and, you know, addressing that. It just makes it horrendous. I'm very grateful for it. And his determination to get it done.
Yes, he is a real boon to mankind.
Okay, Lauren, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I had, like, the best thing happen to me tonight that, I mean, I really personally love is, okay, I used to be in an ashram, and I had very active kundalini, and I kind of got kicked out of there, I guess, because I worshiped the guru too much. But anyway, so I was having lots of spiritual experiences afterwards, and it kind of died out. So tonight I'm outside, and my crown chakras start buzzing. So is this something that's going on, like people's kundalini's getting awakened now? And is there a good way to up the amperage? I mean, it's just,
you
want to me, it's just,
up the amp-
it's like being alive.
You want to up the amperage, did you say?
Yeah, I want to get going again because it made me feel alive, and I just saw so much because I meditated a lot. And, you know, I had quite a few spiritual experiences, and I missed that.
Well, your son is putting out brand new energies, which are helping you and the rest of humanity, whether they know it or not. So that's what's happening for you, and bless the sun.
Okay. And this guru that I knew, I'm sure that we knew each other in past lives, but I've had some dreams. Am I supposed to make contact with her again, or should I just stay on my own path?
It would serve you to contact her.
It would? Okay, I think, yes. I've learned a lot. Because I wasn't ready. And then also about Donald Trump, I keep having these dreams about him. Like, I know him really well. And the last time he was very kind and loving towards me. And I'm just still trying to understand what's going on because he's so familiar. And so angelic, too.
Dear one, you've had a past life with him?
Okay. All right.
You're quite connected spiritually.
Yeah. I used to watch The Apprentice all the time before all this stuff, and I couldn't understand why, but yeah, he's so different from the stuff that they're putting out about him. Okay, well, that's all my questions for now. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Thank you, Lauren. That is fascinating. Wow. Okay. Great. Okay. There's been a medical bill proposed, healthcare bill, in the Senate. And Senator Cassidy talked about it on the news today as being a step in the right direction with some improvement. Is this just one step toward a really good healthcare bill, or is there more to it than that? Can you address the new proposed healthcare bill?
The excuse me, this, there are many who won't be happy with my response, but this is a step all right, but it's not towards anything good.
Oh, okay. So whatever's in the bill is not what Trump may have in mind,
right.
Actually.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So some senator has proposed this bill who's an anti-Trump person or cabal person?
This person is not for humanity.
Okay. And I don't know that Senator Cassidy, he was just speaking about it.
Right.
I don't know who proposed the bill, who wrote it, or at least the beginnings of it. Okay. So
it's
not important. Because it's going to fail, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Qatar and all the things that are going on there, you've already mentioned that the Middle East will become a place of light. Okay? The blockade that's been created against Qatar, that is just a step.
As you might imagine, Israel is not happy with Qatar.
Right.
They're one of their responses.
Okay. So, how long is it going to be before Israel really gets defanged, shall we say, or that we'll see more light coming out of the Middle East?
You will start to see more light coming out of the Middle East before the 13th day of August.
Nice. Okay. So the crisis there, as Benjamin Fulford said, is really a battle against the Italian mafia, and it will shift it to the United States, right? Okay.
Life has already won. The cabal has just not admitted it yet.
Yes. And reportedly, there are some major arrests of high-level people in the next maybe week or two. The key people that are publicly known, not the puppet masters, shall we say, that they are supposed to get their comeuppance, so to speak, by being arrested.
This is so.
Okay, and the U.S. military did a joint military drill with Qatar last week, and China staged drills with Iran, and that's to show, I'm guessing that's to show the good military support for Qatar and Iran, and throwing it in the face of Israel, so to speak.
Yes, Israel and the whole Qatarian mafia.
Yes, which is not confined to Israel. And there's many wonderful people who live in Israel. That's not the issue. It's the leadership that has led them down a primrose path for a very long time. Yes?
Yes. It was a case of let's flatter them first, and then we can get them to do whatever we want.
Yes. Okay. Okay. People mentioned to be arrested are Rod Rosenstein, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, but then, of course, she's not on the planet, Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, Condoleezza Rice, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, and that's just the list that Benjamin Fulford is giving. Is that close to correct?
That is correct, dear one. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
How would you like to be Hillary's double right about now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is she managing to protect herself? Is it getting iffy?
It is getting iffy.
Does she understand that she's in big danger?
She does indeed.
Does she have a plan for how to save herself?
No, but she's starting to think about one.
Oh. Well, one of the suggestions I heard was that we wanted to blast out so much information about her with pictures comparing her to Hillary and so forth for people to know that she's been a devil for a very long time.
That would get her killed.
That would get her killed?
Yes.
Okay.
For certain.
Okay, then my plan would be to run away, get my hair dyed, change clothes, start wearing hippie clothes instead of establishment clothes, change my hairstyle completely, and eventually maybe have some plastic surgery. But the other things could be done in 2 or 3 days.
That would be a start.
Could that work for her to save her? She just suddenly disappeared and nobody could really find her except through, you know, maybe... I mean, she would need to change her telephone, her cell phone, everything possible, and stay out of the way of the police so she doesn't get fingerprinted.
She would have to take care of fingerprints. There are ways to do that, but she would have to take advantage of one of those ways.
Eventually.
Yes.
Whereas the other stuff could be done in 2 or 3 days. Yeah, immediately. Just disappears. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Hi, Mother Teresa. Thank you for being here. To tag on to Mary's question, a couple questions ago, she asked about confirmation of some arrest of some major people happening. I think she said in a week or two. Is that correct, Mary?
I was just reading off of Ben Fulford's report that the final report came out today. I just sent it out a little while ago. That the next stage is those arrests. He doesn't give a time frame.
Well, before that, you asked a couple questions. Before that, you asked about some arrests coming. So my question is, when these arrests happen, is it going to be made public to the world, or is it going to be under the table where people don't know, the mass population?
And the answer to that question is yes.
It will not be told to the mass population.
It will be some of both, my dear.
So when this occurs, will it help more people start waking up to what's really going on?
Yes.
And
but,
are you able
to?
Yes.
Please have some sympathy for those who are not yet started to wake up, because it's going to be a rude awakening, dear.
Well, true. But some people just need to have that shoved in their face so they have to go through whatever they go through to realize what's happening. So are you able to give an approximate time frame when this is going to happen?
May I suggest that when you're putting it in their face, that you first present their faces with a rose?
Oh, I meant not me putting it in their face, that when it comes out on the news, it some people need to be sort of rattled to get them out of being stuck. So I look at it as, yes, they're going to be upset, but in the big picture, it's going to help them in the long run.
So I have compassion for them. No issue
Good.
There.
They certainly need
but
it.
But are you able to give us an approximate time frame when this is going to happen?
But the arrest?
Yes, and made public. Some of them, you said, but not all of them.
The arrests are ongoing, dear one.
Well, no. True, but most...
But most what?
I mean the ones that will, people will be going, oh my God, I thought this was a good person and they're not. So those type of people, the ones that are going to get arrested, that it's going to be made public that they've been arrested, can you give an approximate time frame?
That it's made public.
Yeah.
Is that the question? What is the time frame mm-hmm. for that being made public?
Yeah.
Roughly, Spiritual New Year this year.
And when is the Spiritual New Year?
Dear one, September 1.
You said September 1st?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I've never heard of a Spiritual New Year till now. That's why I was asking. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I might be back on again later.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Here we have Mother Teresa today, which is absolutely fabulous. Call-in number is 888-627-6008. Alternate 323-744-4831. And Mother Teresa is with us today and answering some really timely and important questions.
But I have a question for you, Dylan.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Okay.
Why is it that you don't give yourself credit for the healing that you do?
Okay. I probably need an amplification of that because I do have an energy frequency machine that's very good. We'll have another one that will be... 100 times better, tops on the planet. But are you talking about just not for the machine, but just general healing work?
I'm talking about you walking into a room and healing those that are there.
I've never thought of that. Can you assist?
Just pay attention. You will see that you do.
Just by my walking into the room and holding the energy, I hope. All right. I will pay attention. Thank you. All right. Verna, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, Mother Teresa. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. How can I help you, dear?
Well, I'm waiting to go to Maui. And I'm living with my sister and her husband. And there seems to be such a problem between me and him. And I just don't know how to deal with it. What can I do?
What can you do?
Yes.
Fill the room and the house with love.
Okay. All right.
That's what you,
today was a...
That will be very effective.
Okay. I can do that. Today was a difficult day at the dentist, and I missed Jake so much because it was such a comfort. Is he happy where he is?
for the now, but he will come back to you.
I don't want him to come back. This is not a good realm for animals.
Well, this is not your choice, it's his choice.
But I've been asking him not to come back.
But he's going to come back to you because he loves you.
Oh, dear. Okay, thank you very much. Do you know when my move to Maui will be?
Well, let's say substantially before the 1st of August.
Okay, next month then. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna. Okay. Can you tell us what Obama is doing at this time? Is he, I'm assuming that he's part of the deep state trying to take out Trump still, and is he being defanged? Is he is he in the U.S. or does he have to stay out of the U.S.? What's going on with him at this time?
He's on the fringes of the U.S. here, and he is doing everything he can to topple the government because he knows that that very same government means that he's lost.
Okay, so that with Trump being successful in cleaning up the mess, and are you saying that Obama's, a lot of dirty deeds will be exposed, even ones we don't know about, and his legacy will be basically down the drain?
Dear one, part of the wonder of a new humanity that is coming, and that is not new people, that is transformed people, as you know, is that there will be no possibility for deception.
Right.
So all of these Machiavellian schemes will not work any longer. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. And they will be exposed, things that are known that he did and things that are not publicly known that he did in order to further the agenda of the cabal. That's what you're saying?
It is. Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry that he started out good and decided to turn. This is maybe not his best move, huh? Definitely not. Okay. But maybe it was his life plan that this is the way it was going to work out. Of course, everybody has free will to make choices at every moment. But some choices are easier than others. Or looking for.
Yes. Look.
Looking here. But they're really not.
Correct.
Yes. It's like every person, as I understand it, every person on the planet is being offered some opportunity. Whatever their circumstances are, it's going to be unique to them. And the opportunity is to step up, which may take some courage on their part, some support, some decision on their part to, I'm scared, but I'm going to do this anyway because it looks like the right thing to do. And the other path, if they don't step up, is to go, oh, no, I can't do that. I need to shrink back into my little self and just try to pretend that life is the same as it always has been, which does not serve. It may look like the easier path, but it's not.
Not only is it not the easier path, but it's not even a real possibility there.
Okay.
That's not working any longer.
Well, no, it, at some point, it's really, and maybe that's now, it's really not.
It's really not.
Yeah.
And so those people who are choosing not to step up in whatever circumstance they are faced with, they're going to be going to another planet. They won't know it's not this Earth. So they just get to continue their regular 3D lives to learn their lessons as they choose and when they choose.
Yes, this is so. And there should be no judgment in whatever they choose to do. It's basically, do you want to continue playing, or are you ready to move on?
Yes, I always laugh at the word playing, because this is not an easy life here on 3D planet in many respects. And so to call it playing, I do understand what you mean, but it's it would almost be like continuing suffering the way.
That reminds me of the story of the initiate who asked the master, "Master, why do you suffer so?" And the master replied, you know what he replied? Everybody experiences pain, but not everybody chooses to suffer because of it.
Oh, that's a very nice answer. So it's all perspective and consciousness, like everything, yes?
Indeed it is. And everybody can choose, has the opportunity to choose, to live in the light as opposed to not.
Not okay. Okay. Today, the host and I met a man who works with Cobra. I've always liked Cobra's progressive announcements of progress and so forth. Ever since I got sent his message or something years ago, I've always felt good about it. I think this is a potentially good connection, is it not?
It definitely is. It's going to bring you closer not only to him, but to Cobra and others. This is what you're supposed to do.
Yes, it is. We were able to discuss things about the center we're creating here on Maui and some of the very high-level things we will have there, the very seminars and workshops, the very forward-looking stuff that will help humanity, that people who attend raise their consciousness and learn some things and be in a place of higher light, right? Just the light there. I think the universe is going to create light in that place because that's what we intend.
Yes, and not to mention the teachers from other civilizations, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe we can help alleviate the parking problem up there a little bit with our landing pad.
Yes, one or two.
One or two at most. It's not going to be that big a pad.
Right.
But we've planned that ever since we knew we were going to do this. So that's very exciting.
Because we were supposed to do
this. We're supposed to do this, yes. Do you see that getting started, the initial steps, within the next week or two?
Indeed, I do. Do it.
So, the delays that we've experienced are just basically everything twice as long as you plan because of human involvement and so forth. So, it's been delayed and delayed and delayed because we've held this vision for some time. We don't even talk about it that much because people think, oh, they're just talking. So, we've kind of shut up. But I want to see it move forward, and we will we not?
Dear one, it is also true that the two of you have lived through this time of, shall we say, travail?
That's a mild word.
Okay. We can use that word?
Yes.
That yes, right. At least travail, right?
That's right. Yes.
So that, as you have thought of before, no one that you are helping or working with will be able to truthfully say, you don't know what it's like.
And that is so true. Now, we may not know their exact circumstances, and that is correct. But as far as living through a major challenge, no, we got that one, right?
Indeed, you do. So, time to let go of that one.
Oh, happily. Okay, Cindy, you're back. Welcome.
Yes. They revealed that they found this mummified body in Peru. And, of course, it's not human. So are you able to tell me what planet this being came from? Hello?
Yes. This being came from what you call the Pleiades.
Oh, okay. So were these helpful Palladians?
Absolutely.
And about how long ago were they here?
About 19,000 years ago.
Oh, just a little bit ago. Okay.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I would, if you could help me out, this would be lovely. Where I work, it's in a little room, like 5 feet by 10 feet, if that. And the air conditioner went out. And I today was working in about 110 degrees. Could you please help convince the owner to spend about the $260 to replace the air conditioner right away? Could you help me with that?
I will help in that way or other way.
I didn't quite catch that.
I will help you in the way that you requested, as well as other ways.
Okay, thank you. I'm not the only one having to work in this room with the unusual heat we're having. So, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. It didn't come clear through clear.
Yes. Yes, you are having unusual heat.
Oh, everybody is. We're not the only one. Could you tell...
Hello? Okay.
Okay, Cindy has a challenging phone and internet connections. Okay, so there's an email out about John McCain and the Soros connection and the McCain so-called Leadership Institute. That is all just cabal stuff. Is it not? And Soros is no longer on the planet, of course, but his organization is here. Okay, we'll hold that. Cindy, welcome.
The call dropped. Sorry. I was wondering if Francois and I have had other lifetimes together.
Yes, you have. I had one.
We've had just one or more than one?
Just one, but it was a doozy.
Oh, okay. So does that mean it was good or on the opposite?
No, it means it was very interesting.
You're still not. Okay, about how long ago do you mind telling me?
Oh, about 3,700 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, that's great. And is it on track still that I'll be with him by September?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I sure hope so. Okay.
It's the same answer there.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
It is the same answer.
Okay. Thank you, Mother Teresa, and I'm really grateful that you're here tonight. Thank you, Mary and Rod.
Most
welcome.
Namaste. Dear.
Thank you, Cindy. That was cute. Okay, back to McCain, Soros, and the McCain Leadership Institute. This is all cabal stuff.
There's some question in your mind?
No.
Oh, well, then, then know what you know.
Well, is it true that McCain did spend those years in prison in Vietnam? Is that part true? Did something happen to him? Or was he always not for the good guy, so to speak? What's his history, or has he changed?
I think the word you would use is converted. He was converted during his time in prison.
Okay. Okay, so they got to him there. And so he basically switched sides from humanity to New World Order agenda, cabal, et cetera.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. I can understand it would be a very difficult situation to not get brainwashed or taken over. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. I just read of a new group, new to me, called Moms Across America, teaching families to eat more healthy, get rid of the GMOs so they get their kids healthier. This sounds like a wonderful idea. This is real and working?
Yes, much to the displeasure of McDonald's, et cetera.
Yes, well, McDonald's has made a small effort at adding little salads and so forth, but it's not quite what you'd call health food, right?
A far cry from it.
Okay. Now, on another note, it's reported that Amazon has bought Whole Foods. True?
True.
Okay. And I had heard some years ago that Whole Foods started out great. With whoever started it, it was their intent was a real healthy situation. Not that they're cheap. They're not. But that they were going to keep the quality up. And then it was sold to a Chinese company that dropped the quality. Is that true?
That is so.
And so the Jeff of Amazon has now bought it from the Chinese company, basically?
Yes.
Yes. And the email was pretty cute. Buy your food from the CIA, huh?
Yes, you could say that.
Because that's basically kind of what's going to happen, is it not, that the quality will drop until people stand up and say no more. They're going to drop the quality and so forth and so on.
Let us not manifest that.
Okay.
Let us hold that they will do what is for the best of the people.
Okay, well, certainly they'll be more successful in the long run.
They certainly will.
Short run, maybe, but long run for sure, if they do the very best of food instead of compromising.
Correct.
Yes, okay. The Whole Foods that we have here on Maui, I really don't prefer. We have three or four smaller one shot, or just one location, health food stores that I prefer. And we really do our business there, which I think is wise.
It is always wise to support those who are on it.
Yes, and I think they do a really credible job. probably all four of them.
And their intent is to do a travel job.
Mm-hmm. And that, I like that. Yeah, I'm just not drawn to the whole food here. Never have been. Okay, there's a few people still talking about Fukushima, which we know has been completely pretty much solved as much as possible. But there is a new email out about iodine, that iodine 128, I believe it is, has a half-life of 15 million years, and there, this is another sphere thing, whereas the one iodine 120 has an 8-day life. And this whole Fukushima thing we don't have to worry about, right?
Correct. It has been taken care of by your friends in the galaxy.
Yes, the galactic. They started right away, and it worked. Okay. Very good.
And aren't you blessed?
We are so blessed, and bless the Japanese people, because they would have been in real trouble if that thing hadn't been taken care of as fast as possible.
Yes, and it was obviously not the intent of the White House that that be the case.
Okay, well, this brings up a little point of confusion, because that attack on Fukushima was engineered by the Khazarians, Israel maybe, and yet Japan is one of the last holdouts of the Khazarians. Why were they attacking their own strong place, or am I seeing this incorrectly?
They were trying to bring the Japanese people under greater control.
Oh, so it was only to extend their control, which they already had.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, it didn't really work, because Japan is being cleaned up for the Khazarians now, although it's how many years later, but then everything's a process.
Everything is a process, and the light has won.
Yes.
Remember that.
Yes, the light has won. And we will see that played out more and more.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. I get emails every day that people send me from the currency call, the ones that have been around for a long time. And there's just so much disinformation in there. I do periodically send out what I would call the truth as I get it from beings like you and Merlin at the time, to try to at least say, hey, this is really what's going on. And I think there's a lot of people who just either don't pay attention or they're not open to learning new information. Can you speak to the whole, the guru call thing they have on a lot of people?
There are many people who, if you tell them what they want to hear, will absolutely believe it and shout it from the rooftops like they heard it from God himself.
Okay, so they're just buying into what they want to hear anyway.
Correct.
Instead of saying, oh, maybe that's not true. Maybe they ought to look at something different. Okay. So that's basically being stuck in their own attitude and consciousness.
Indeed. One must be aware of and monitor their own consciousness if they wish to make progress in their soul's growth.
Absolutely true. And that doesn't mean it's easy, but it gets easier and better because you're making progress. That's my stance, is when you're stuck, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, and if you will be more open, anybody will be more open and learn and look at some new things, at least look, and then use some discernment as they can.
Yeah.
It's going to get easier, right?
It will. Not at first, but it will.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I think we're close to our time. Mother Teresa, is there a final message you would like to leave with our callers and listeners?
bless the world. Bless it.
And that's what you did when you were here. Yeah.
I did my best.
Yeah. You did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
We're very, very grateful that you came to the call today, the person, and very grateful for what you did while you were here on the planet, because it made, I know it made a huge difference for many people.
Thank you, Gail. It's been my pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you so much, Mother Teresa. Namaste.